Chapter 36. Elihu proceeded further and said, "Wait yet a little, and I will instruct you, for there are still words to be said on God's behalf. I will bring my knowledge from afar, and to my Maker I will accord the right. For indeed my theme cannot fail me, the one perfect in knowledge I set before you. Behold, God rejects the obstinate in heart. He preserves not the life of the wicked. He withholds not the just man's rights, but grants vindication to the oppressed, and with kings upon thrones he sets them exalted forever. Or if they are bound with fetters, and held fast by bonds of affliction, then he makes known to them what they have done, and their sins of boastful pride. He opens their ears to correction, and exhorts them to turn back from evil. If they obey and serve him, they spend their days in prosperity, their years in happiness. But if they obey not, they perish. They die for lack of knowledge. The impious in heart lay up anger for themselves. They cry not for help when he enchains them. Therefore they expire in youth, and perish among the reprobate. But he saves the unfortunate through their affliction, and instructs them through distress. Take heed, turn not to evil, for you have preferred carousal to affliction. Behold, God is sublime in his power. What teacher is there like him? Who prescribes for him his conduct, or who can say, 'You have done wrong'? Remember, you should extol his work, which men have praised in song. All men contemplate it, man beholds it from afar. Lo, God is great beyond our knowledge. The number of his years is past searching out. He holds in check the water drops that filter in rain through his mists, till the skies run with them, and the showers rain down on mankind. For by these he nourishes the nations, and gives them food in abundance. Lo, he spreads the clouds in layers, as the carpeting of his tent. In his hands he holds the lightning, and he commands it to strike the mark. His thunder speaks for him, and incites the fury of the storm."